Texas Family Rampage. Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Police say a man in Texas killed four members of his own family, including a child. Fox's Roger Stern has the grim details.
The shooting spree took place in two locations, beginning in Corsicana, Texas, south of Dallas. It then continued 20 miles away in the community of Frost. Corsicana police say a man shot another man and woman to death in their home at the first location. Then in the second location, first responders found another man and a child shot to death. Police say they caught up with the suspected shooter in his car using GPS. He had shot himself in the head and later died at the hospital. In addition to the dead, three others were critically wounded. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A 26-year-old man fatally shot two people at an apartment complex in a Milwaukee suburb on Saturday. He later died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, but not before taking aim at police responding to the scene.
Our officers were dispatched for a shots fired call. Upon our arrival to the scene, our officers were fired upon from the second floor balcony.
That's Peter Nimmer, Brown Deer, Wisconsin police chief. No officers were reported hurt. One person was injured. Authorities now believe the shootings began as a domestic dispute. A former Florida tax collector whose arrest led to a federal probe into U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz wants a judge to delay his sentencing scheduled for next month. Joel Greenberg's attorney made the request on Friday. In court papers, Greenberg's attorney said his client had been cooperating with federal prosecutors in Orlando and Washington in investigations. Attorney Fritz Scheller says he will file a motion outlining the reasons for the extension, but that it contained, quote, sensitive information. He asked for it to be sealed. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Another apology from popular podcaster Joe Rogan. Fox's Kevin Uretsky tells us why Rogan is saying he's sorry.
The apology was issued on Instagram after a montage surfaced of Rogan repeatedly using the N-word on his podcast over many years. Rogan saying this was the most regretful and shameful thing he's ever had to talk about publicly.
I certainly wasn't trying to be racist, and I certainly would never want to offend someone for entertainment with something as stupid as racism.
India Ari pulled her music from Spotify, which hosts the podcast, after the montage surfaced. Last Monday, Rogan apologized following a backlash against COVID misinformation on his show. Neil Young and Joni Mitchell were among the artists pulling their music from Spotify over the COVID controversy. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have filled their head coaching vacancy. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more on that story.
The Jacksonville Jaguars welcoming Doug Peterson as their seventh permanent head coach in franchise history Saturday, and the former Super Bowl champion coach had a message for the Jags faithful.
You've been through a lot, even this past season, but that's about to change. And I can promise you that I'm going to come to work every single day with the diligent task to make this a winning organization.
Peterson, who sat out of the NFL last season following his dismissal by the Philadelphia Eagles, takes over after a tumultuous 3-14 season for Jacksonville that saw the midseason firing of first-year head coach Urban Meyer amid a litany of controversies. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And the powerful Russian figure skating team is in first place in the team competition at the Beijing Games. The Russians are just 2 points ahead now of Team USA. The team competition concludes on Monday. Meantime, the start of men's downhill skiing competition has been postponed because of high wind. The delay expected to be at least 3 hours. I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.